and purple off the mountain in the pocket handkerchief. A baby cub, we call him, you know. Brought him down, took him in the pub and loosed him out on the table, and he said, wondered what it was. Some said it was a Pekingese, and some said it was a little kitten, and it was a little fox.
And did you rear him?
Reared him till he was 3 years old.
And quite tame, then?
Tame, he'd come anywhere with him. Call and lead on him, you know. Because once he got away, well, you had it, or he'd come back home to grub like. But
did you never have any trouble with it? Going after chickens or anything like that?
No.
No.
I had a terrier dog. And he wouldn't take no notice of him. There was a dog loose in the fox by there, and the terrier dog wouldn't take a bit of notice of him. But if he's out and got to earth, mine he was in. It's only to...
You want attention, isn't it? Whether you want it, I don't know.
It's only to a...
A woman
down... They'd be in that White House there. She did. And then...
She had it a long time.
She had it a long time till she started rearing chickens. And then when the little chicks went to the Joey stopped them. He came to me, said, Mr. Morgan, I wish you'd have Joey back. He's killing all my chickens. Oh, dare say I kept him another 6 months, didn't I? Oh.
Yeah. No, you didn't.
I did.
You did not. You went to Charlie at the
bridge. I had him about 6 months.
No, we didn't have him anymore.
I advertised him in the paper for sale for £1. Tame fox for sale, £1. Only one application. I had £1 and they took it. And they kept it in the stable, in a little stable.
That's at the bridge from the hotel.
And in a galvanized shed. Mm-hmm. And the rattle of his chain link was in this galvanized thing. Got too much noise for him. So. Whether they lost it or done him in, I don't know, but he left from there. Uh-huh.